City Council members unanimously approved Marcus Jones' appointment as Charlotte City Manager. Jones, who held the same position for 6 years in Norfolk, Virginia, will be Charlotte's first African-American city manager. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn was at the meeting and filed this report.
Jones faces a number of big issues that have greatly divided the city. There's HB2, calls for more affordable housing, and last month's fatal police shooting of Keith Scott that led to sometimes violent protest.
I know the last few weeks have been incredibly difficult. The mayor and council have already taken some initial steps, and I am ready to work with them, city staff, and this great community to find a path forward.
Jones says he plans to do a lot of listening in the upcoming weeks. He says he values differing opinions and believes strongly in community participation.
Government can't solve it all. If we are able to pull the community in, build the biggest table that we can, take a diversity of beliefs, of ideas, and bring them all together, I think it'll help us race to solutions quicker.
Jones dodged a question about how he thinks the city should approach the HB2 impasse. He says he wants to be better informed on the issue and work with the council to make sure any steps taken will benefit Charlotte. As for the Scott shooting and the distrust many African-American residents have when it comes to local police, Jones says transparency is important, but police have to be more a part of the communities they serve in order to build trust. He says, as public safety director in Norfolk,
we really rolled up our sleeves and we walked the streets and we did programs with the community, whether it's playing checkers on a Saturday in a backyard eating hot dogs and hamburgers with the police chief, to sit down at the table and to see what are some of the perceptions and what are the realities and how can we take those all together and work through them.
Jones was also Deputy Secretary of Finance for two Virginia governors. Council members say that experience, coupled with his reputation of being a team player and proponent of customer service, are reasons they hired him. Councilman Al Austin.
He's very much a data-driven decision maker, so I was very impressed with that. But he's also a community guy. He knows what he's walking into. Matter of fact, during the protests a couple of weeks ago, he actually called me, and I wanted to get his feel about wanting to come, and he still said he was 100% in, and he has some ideas about how he should go forward.
The council approved a $300,000 base salary for Jones, plus $29,000 in deferred compensation. His annual car allowance is $5,700, and he has a housing allowance of $2,000 a month for a year. His start date is December 1st. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.